Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday the 21st of October 2008 and the title of this podcast is What a Scruffy Puppy. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. What a Scruffy Puppy. Advanced. Rosie is the name of a member of our family. She is a female who does not quite reflect the beauty of her name. She is scruffy, hyperactive, and demanding. Yes, you've guessed. She is our dog. A Border Terrier is the name of her breed. They are highly intelligent dogs, used for ratting, which means seeking out and destroying rats. As such, their coats are wiry, their teeth are big, they are small enough to fit down vermin holes, and they have a passion for digging. The first time I gave her a bone, she immediately headed for the privacy of a spot in the garden, gnawed her prize for almost an hour, and then proceeded to bury it. I observed her for a while, fascinated at her powerful instincts that were triggered by the bone. Rosie is so much a part of our family, yet she is so different from us. Her greatest delights are to simply be with us and to have an occasional bone. If only humans were so easy to please. Beginners. Do you have a dog? We do. Ours is still a puppy, a female. Her name is Rosie, like the flower. She doesn't look like a rose, though. She is black and brown, she has black eyes, and is a very curious pup. My children love to run and play with her. She is learning to pick up a ball or a stick when we throw them. She doesn't always bring them back, however. She is a part of our family now. She makes us laugh, and we love to hug and pet her. We also have two lizards, a bearded dragon, and a frog. Our house is full of life. Actually, my children and my husband make more noise than the animals, and more mess. It's fun to have pets. Even us adults can learn a lot about animals, their needs, and how fascinating and different they all are. That's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。